get on our horse ride there, Dr. Ken.
Giddy up.
Ken.
Yeah, giddy up.
888-553-7536 is a way for you to head into the day informationally. My heavens, doesn't it seem like, I think we almost just said this to each other, like we are back in the saddle again. It's impossible, the time goes as quickly as it does, but I guess all to your advantage, because hello, you can sign in sort of and start it if you want a personal bit of help informationally in your medical worries, your medical concerns, medical information. 888-553-7536. Ken Kronos can be summed up in one word, or maybe maybe three. Amazing. A man who knows how to use Google Earth to find his home and his way to work. Right? You can do that. You can use Google Earth, that sort of thing, right?
If I must.
Right. And by the way, Ken is one of those rare doctors who has no bar tattoos either. So that means he has even more credibility.
I'm just a boy.
What's the information? At his fingertips. 888-553-7536. Now, the actual purpose of this program is to spend time with figuring out how to get relief.
Can I tell you an interesting story that happened in the office this week?
I would love to hear. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, which is out of Orlando. He's been there for years and years and has an office staff of very intelligent people. And the place is loaded and buzzing all the time, 12, 14 hours a day. So, yes, with the backdrop, what sort of things happened that were fun? You're going to tell me you're going to start a museum office, right?
Well, we do have a bunch of bright people. I want to thank them. We just got reaccredited our TN geography in our office, one of the few offices in Central
Congratulations.
Florida.
You can go broke with the rest of the doctors who are on their
exactly.
own.
Exactly. Maintaining our quality.
There you go.
Wait. It was very expensive.
Thank you, Mr. Obama. All right, no political statements. Go ahead.
Yes, you know, there's a lesson for all of us. It's a real dilemma. As we get older, what do we do? It'll affect us. It'll affect our parents. I had what I'll call a do-gooder, and I use that politely as a good term. A woman bring a much older woman to my office this week who is suffering from mild to moderate dementia. She can remember anything from 40 years back, but give her 5 minutes and she's forgotten it already. And she's having a lot of trouble with her teeth, but she has some heart disease. And she's in this living center on the west coast of Florida, and nobody there was willing to take the effort to even think of bringing her to the dentist because it really is a dilemma. She is combative. She is unappreciative. She's unlovable, unloving in her state, but from the way she's described by others who knew her, she was just a wonderful, dear woman. In fact, that's why this, I'll call her a do-gooder, the effort when no one else would to try and get her to a cardiologist to get her approved because the dentist would operate and do this major surgery because heart issue. So she came to my office, and at my office, this woman started to have words with this, I'll call her the do-gooder, and showed no appreciation for anybody or anything, didn't know why she was in our office, was as combative with us as possible. And he tried to evaluate her, and we did do some of that. We actually got on the treadmill. She was willing to do that, did a stress test, and realized that she needs a lot more work to get her heart taken care of. And she can't even cooperate with us to do this. And it's a real dilemma because she's not going to be able to get her teeth fixed because it would be probably way too risky. She'll be at way too high a risk of having a heart attack. And it's a real dilemma. It broke my heart to think that we couldn't do it and couldn't cooperate. She didn't know what to do with this woman. And now I know no one in Tampa would go near this woman. And this do-gooder tried to get the ball rolling, and we couldn't get it done.
well, she doesn't have the ability to understand that you're trying to help her.
Exactly.
So why help her if that would be the moral question? 888-553-6536. What would you do in Dr. Ken's position? The doctor's oath is first, do no harm. Didn't harm her. But you could make a decision. Kind of like the, what do they call them, the death panel, the death squads.
Exactly.
Was to decide whether this is any
how doctors
help or not.
Play God, and it's
right.
It's very, this weighed on me because I knew that no one else was willing to help this woman, and we got a call. We try, and I said I would try, but we realized that we could not clear her for her surgery. We got it that far, and she needed a lot more work, and it was clear that this woman would have to be unbelievably sedated to go through all this.
Who's paying for all this?
Up to now, Medicare is covering her. She's on Medicare and Medicaid.
Yeah. So then the unscrupulous doctor, I'll play along with you for a few minutes. The unscrupulous doctor would say, yep, let's give her this test, let's give her that test, let's do this, let's do that, keep charging. Let's put the, we don't care what the bill is because the feds are going to pay it anyway.
Well, not all of us are like that.
I understand. That's why I made the point here as to so folks know who they're dealing with. That is you.
And I was even a little uneasy about proceeding in general because I knew nobody else was doing anything. And
so who brought her to you?
The person who brought her to us.
Somebody in the family that cares about keeping her alive?
It's her power of attorney. She's not a family member. The family lives far away. They're all grateful to this woman. But apparently,
they're all grateful because they don't want to deal with her.
Well, but apparently they had a very close relationship 20, 30 years ago. And apparently my patient helped the power of attorney in many special ways. And she feels a debt of gratitude to this woman.
Yeah. But is the woman... I guess we could ask the question because I think it's a question that people will ask. Is it worth it to keep this woman going given the fact that she doesn't have a mind, she doesn't know really what's going on? Why would she be a candidate for life?
And she's having trouble eating, and apparently the power of attorney just felt so bad for her because of her struggles eating.
There's all kinds of morality in this play. 888-553-7536. Put yourself, well, there are three roles to play in this story. One is Dr. Ken's role. Number two is the person who is being treated. Number three is the lady who's the power of attorney. Power of attorney, we hear what Ken says, under the circumstances. This is part of what we all are going to have to deal with.
Every one of us.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the same situation, the last person, and perhaps the closest person, in the sense somebody that I really cared about and now care that she's not here, is my former spouse and a very good friend, a lifelong partner in rearing two children, and somebody that over the years I just enjoyed being with more and more and more. And the decision was kind of left to us being the two children and me, more the two children, in the sense that when she got to the point where her life was really over, and she had decided her life was over because she was of sound mind, she just said, okay, I'm not eating anymore, I'm not drinking anymore, and I want to make sure that when the lady is there from hospice and you've got the morphine, you keep cranking it up. And that was her decision, and that's what the children lived by and worked by, and so she was dispatched quickly. But it was her choice because she was of sound mind. So, other than perhaps that she married me. So that was a long time ago. So,
yes.
But there is this whole thing. She made her decision. This woman you're talking to can't make her own decision. So she's a ward of you or this woman. And then you start to ask the question of what possible good is it to keep this woman alive?
And she can't cooperate either.
So what's the point? Why? And then you say you play God. Well, in a sense, I suppose the people from hospice who've got the button on the little thing that puts the morphine in somebody, that's playing God.
Well, you know, we're supposed to, as physicians, limit suffering.
Yeah. So? Why is Jack Kevorkian, well, he's dead now, but why was he in jail? That was his whole thing, was to limit suffering. So this is a very good philosophical question that most men and most women will have to go through, whether you know it. Frankly, because of the number of people that listen to this program, this is the most listened to program on the weekend that deals with health and well-being. So there are a lot of people who have this problem, and that's what it is, in their lives. How are you handling this situation that Ken has described, if it's affecting someone in your family? If it's affecting you, you don't. If you're like this woman, you're out of it, so you don't know. So what is the family to do? What's the doctor to do? What's the deal? 888-553-7536. Meanwhile, Fred's in New York and has a question for Dr. Ken. Go ahead, Fred. You're on now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Good morning, man. Thanks for letting me in. I have a question for the doctor, as you already said. I have about 4 months now. I have the fungi on the both feet, the toenails underneath. And my question is, I'm about ready to make an appointment for the podiatrist, the foot doctor. Is there any sense of me going to a foot doctor? Because I've already made my mind up. I'm not going to take them pills. It starts with an L, and I've heard from several people it attacks the liver. So is there any sense of me going to them? Is there anything?
Fred, there are some prescription medicines that can be, if you will, painted on the toenails so you don't have to take a pill, as we say, systemically. But let me throw out some home remedies, and all the doctors don't get indigestion, as I mentioned this. There are a couple of home remedies that, you know, you hear these things, and they work for a lot of time. There aren't any good studies showing that they're evidence-based. But, you know, as we say, do no harm in medicine. I don't think these will cause you any harm here if you want to try these before you go to the podiatrist, the foot doctor, or to the dermatologist. Vinegar or Vicks VapoRub. And there's long stories, many decades of these two working for a lot of people. And there's no consensus among doctors how to put the Vicks VapoRub on. And soaking the nail in vinegar has been known to work. But again, there are options, and I had a toenail fungus about 10 years ago. I painted it on with some local medication, and after a while, it all went away, and the toes look good again.
That helped you out there. I hope it does, Fred. That's a good question. I haven't talked about fungus in the toes. I can't remember the last time we did. 888-553-7536. Let's keep going here. It's 21 after. Good day weekend, Dr. Ken.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen.
Appears to be St. Patrick's Day weekend, therefore appropriate music for those who are Irish or who want to be Irish. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, not exactly Irish, but you can wear the green.
Dr. O'Kronhaus.
Dr. O'Kronhaus. He's an O'Crony. 888-553-7536. Everybody's Irish this weekend. What harm does it do to put all of that green dye in beer, bagels, donuts? You eat that stuff and one wonders if there are the people last year. Wasn't last year the study on red dye number 8 or 3 or whatever, number 4, and all the bad stuff that comes as a result of it? So is green dye the same thing?
I'm sure that somebody's found if you put mice into a pool full of green dye, they'll grow funny skin of some sort.
Yeah.
But, right, you know, everything in moderation.
All right. 888-553-7536. All right, we found already, we've just gotten started, just opened up for business. We found our theme for the day. Every day, every weekend when we do this, there's usually a theme that develops based on something we talk about fairly early in the program. And it appears fungus, toenail problems, we've hit the mark. Here's Joyce in Georgia, who may have some help for this gentleman that just called, if you didn't hear.
Pile on, Joyce.
A fungus. Okay, Joyce, you're on with Dr. Ken.
That song was so pretty, too.
Yes.
Tea tree oil will help toenail fungus.
Yes.
And just put it on with, it smells, you know, it's got a very strong odor to it, but it really does work. And take a Q-tip and put it on the top of the nail. It will go through the nail. But also take the Q-tip and twist it underneath the nail so it gets underneath, you know, the liquid soaks in under the nail as well. And just keep doing that. It really does work.
Wow. I should have thought of that myself. I use it myself, and it's good for bathing and lots of ways. It keeps your skin very clear. I use it with my dog, Charlotte. Oftentimes, it's a very good, you know about that stuff, Ken. It seems, I don't know if it's antiseptic, whatever the qualities of it are, that seems to have it is obviously, by its name, something that would be considered homeopathic. What else, Ken, do you know about tea tree oil?
I think I just learned my total fungus knowledge.
Really? You never heard about tea tree? Oh, wow.
I stay with the vinegar and Vicks vapor rub, but I'm glad Joyce expanded
vinegar,
my
yeah,
fungus
that's
knowledge.
Thing. Joyce, that's good. Thank you. So that's a big help.
Thank
we
you,
continue.
Joyce.
Home remedies are good. Maybe we can specialize in those today. Home remedies for whatever. You can be an assistant to Dr. Ken. By the way, I think I told you his office, Lake Cardiology, down in Florida. If you, as you listen to Dr. Cannon, have over the weeks and months and years, you find him intriguing and you sadly come up with a problem that's tied to heart disease or some kind of a heart ailment, you want to be a heart patient, there's no better place to go in this country than Lake Cardiology. And you can call the office. Ask for Sandy when you call 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Meanwhile, Irene has called us at 888-553-7536, listening to KFWB in Los Angeles. Hi, Irene, what's up with you?
Well, I have this burning for over a year, and I've been going to the doctors, and one gave me pantoprazole, which kind of reduces it. It affects me more during the night, and it flares up to my chest. And if I take pantoprazole, it kind of reduces it, but I don't get rid of it. Now, another doctor prescribed this sucralfate. I couldn't take that at all. When I took it, it really burned me so much that I couldn't even stand it. So I stopped taking it after 2 or 3 days because it really flared me up so much badly that I was even sweating during the night from all this burning.
Irene, it sounds to me like they're treating you for GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease.
Yeah.
Do the doctors use that word?
No, this one that I went to, he said I could be getting ulcers. And then when he put me under, I had to go under a colonoscopy, he says he thinks I have colitis now. And now I went to another doctor because the medication that this doctor gave me, it gave me diarrhea that I couldn't even stop.
All right, Irene, so what's the question?
Irene,
The question is, what can I do to stop all this burning?
You need to get a good diagnosis because you're getting what we call shotgun medicine. You know what I like to say, going to the Chinese restaurant, one from column A, one from column B. The two medicines that they gave you originally were for gastric esophageal reflux when the acid comes up, but they're mentioning all these other things. Get a good GI, gastroenterologist, from your family doctor or your internist.
Well, that's what I did. I got this from my family doctor.
No, but you need to get, at this point, I would get this referred to a gastroenterologist who can focus, a GI doctor who can focus on your diagnosis. Ask them, what's my diagnosis? Okay, Irene?
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome, ma'am, and it's nice of you to call. We're happy to help out. 888-553-7536, home remedies, one item or a way of taking care of a number of items, and toe problems, fungus here, there, and everywhere.
And the medical news.
Yeah, medical news of the week. We got all the front page news behind the things that are a problem for you. Developments this week, Dr. Ken's got them. You stick around here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Because these fungi, yes?
Exactly.
You're so funny. When I go off on my treatises and exactly, well, I mean, that's what causes that stuff, right? What else would cause a fungus? Is there something that you would have in your system that would develop into fungus, something internally that would have an external would have manifestation in
you know, your
fungus?
Toes. You know, think of where your toes live. They live in dark, warm, moist environments. Your shoes.
Right.
And the fungi just thrive there.
So, there you go. So, home remedies and things that may work or may have worked for you to help other people who are listening right now, and there are probably thousands of you who have problems with this kind of fungus. 888-553-7536. As we go down that street, let me see if I can find a way to get Steve, who's in Quincy, Illinois, on the air first with you in this half hour. Hi, Steve. You're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, I heard that one gentleman say he put some topical ointment, I guess, on his toe. I was given some medicine from the VA. It was called Penlac, P-E-N-L-A-C.
Yes, that's an antifungal lacquer, very effective.
Yes, they also told me, and I didn't believe at the time, about Vicks Vapor Rub. I tried that, and does work.
Oh, wait a second.
But
the VA recommended that?
Well, they gave me a sheet.
Very cool.
That they
that's
have because
cool.
because they've heard about it. It,
okay.
it wasn't in their official files.
That's very cool.
It does have to because I tried it, and if you can't penetrate the nail, it probably won't do anything. I was a courageous soul, and I got out my pair of wire clippers and I snipped down to where the fungus was and applied it. And I,
you
to my
are
amazement,
a courageous guy.
He's a farmer. You must be a farmer. Are you a farmer?
No, electronics person.
All right, so you got those two of those wire cutters. Those are
yeah.
cool. I got a pair of those. I got a number of pairs of them, actually. for the farm. So
and
that's great.
I actually applied some, and within about a half hour, I could actually see results because the medication was on the fungus itself.
Mm. What do you think,
Ken? The Penlac for mild to moderate infections is very effective. And it's with that, you can avoid the pills, and that's what that gentleman was trying to do.
Did you sterilize your wire cutters before you used them?
Yes.
Good. That's a very important thing. Wire cutters, you're going to use them to take your teeth out or whatever. You need them to be clean. Right?
I was just curious because I'd had it on both feet. But it was always on the big toe. Is there any particular reason why it wouldn't go to the other? Because I wondered myself why it didn't spread.
Well, why it's just more common in the big toe? Interesting question.
Yeah.
It may be where it sits in the shoe. It just probably just doesn't get as much flow or something about its position in the shoe, I bet.
Does it have? Do you ever see fungus on somebody's toenail? Not the skin of the toe, but the toenail.
Oh, absolutely.
I remember seeing my father when he was older.
Absolutely.
On his toenail. All right. Steve, you're an inspiration.
That's what makes it so hard to treat many people because the lack of circulation in that area.
You get blood in there. All right, let's keep the hits on. The hit parade is about toe fungus, foot fungus. Gordon in Tennessee. All right, Gordon, you're going to be the next person who's in here with toe stuff. See where we started, Ken? This is perfect.
The immune system just can't get out to the toe itself because there's just diminished blood flow to the nail, to the toenail itself.
Gordon, help yourself to Dr. Ken.
Okay, good morning. You mentioned the use of vinegar, but I did not hear which type of vinegar. Do you use apple cider vinegar or white vinegar?
Do a study.
Yeah.
You know, I
Grandmother always said you use white vinegar to clean things with, like the coffee pot. But to be healthy, take a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar every morning. Which is better for the fungus?
What's usually recommended is that you soak your feet for like 15 to 20 minutes in a mixture of one part vinegar to two parts warm water. But I don't think there's been any study looking at which is better. I would use plain white vinegar. It's probably the most effective.
But keep the teaspoon of apple cider. I take a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar every day, and you see what it's done for me. Gordon, you wouldn't believe. It's taken 40 years off my life.
Gordon.
Well,
or maybe it's added 40 years to my life. That's probably the better.
Gordon,
that's more
I think
desired.
That's what you meant.
Yeah.
Gordon, you do this once a day, but if your skin starts to get irritated, diminish to 2 to 3 times a week, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you both ever so much.
You're welcome. Nice talking with you. Very refreshing calls here this morning. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And next up is Jim, who's in Geneva, New York, who's got a different problem. We don't have fungus here, Jim. Your problem's not fungus, right?
No, it's a sprained leg. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Sprained the calf. I don't know if I need. I don't want an operation if I can avoid it. I jumped off a flatbed truck and slid. I actually landed on one leg and I slid, and then I went to dry pavement and I went and I tried to stop the fall, and I actually popped my knee. But that's getting evaluated, and they're saying there's nothing wrong with the knee. And the doctor even told me. Actually, a PA told me I didn't even dislocate the knee because the MRI didn't show up anything major. And I had to, like, insist that it did dislocate because it went off track, locked. And
the knee itself dislocated?
And they didn't believe me. The emergency room didn't believe me.
It's an X-ray. It's a common injury.
And I said, well, I've been through this before with the other knee 20 years ago, so it did dislocate, and it jammed, and it was bent. The leg was, at a 45-degree angle,
Jim,
but it was bent.
Jim, may I get in here a second? It sounds to me like you have a calf strain. burning calf pain can be due to a lot of things. It can be due to a peripheral neuropathy. It can be due to a peripheral vascular disease, a bruise, a calf strain, a spinal stenosis, and even sciatica. But it sounds to me like you have either a bruise or a calf strain, and I would get that checked out and looked at.
All right, so you want to hear from me on this one, Jim? That's the doctor. This is your friend, Doug Steffen, who thinks that there may be something else, another consideration. You may have toxins in there, some kind of lactic acid or something that's stuck. If you do a lot of exercise or you work a lot.
He had trauma before this.
Yeah. Well,
it's my clutch leg, and what's bothering me is every time I go up and down the stairs, it aggravates it, and it comes right from the root of the ankle, the back of the ankle, and it's like two little things, the root of the ankle and the calf.
And you aggravate it all the time. If you're clutching, you're driving a truck that has a clutch in it, you're going to aggravate it every day.
Jim, get to a good orthopedic doctor. Hopefully you need nothing more than some good rehab exercises, and a good physical therapist can take care of this. Hopefully it's nothing more than that, but you need to get this diagnosed by a good orthopedic doctor.
I know they're going to put me in physical therapy, but between going up and down the stairs and walking, that's what aggravates it. So I don't...
Well, they'll teach you the right exercises to do. They won't have to hopefully immobilize you. That's what a good physical therapist will teach you, is what activities will help to make this better and what to avoid so it gets better.
All right,
Lastly,
Jim.
PA told me that the knee did not dislocate, but it went back in place in the emergency room, and so they're just saying so long.
Yeah, we got it. So listen to what Dr. Ken says, and have it checked out that way, and then you can go to the next step, if you will. 888-553-7536. Now, if a homeopath heard that, somebody who is skilled in understanding some of the non-conventional tools, it may be that there are, if it isn't there, it's some other place. There are toxins in your body. Dr. Ken would never do this, but I, as a matter of fact, do you see those pictures on the website of me after I'd had those bulb treatments on my back getting the toxins out? Did you ever see those pictures?
I miss them.
All right. Well, I was just thinking of if he put these things, there are cups that homeopaths use, and they put them, an oil on your skin, and then they heat up there's a little heat inside the cup, and then it'll stick to your skin, and they move it around, and you get the toxins out that way. Unbelievable stuff that you have in your system. I think that's the thing. People don't realize how charged up their system is sometimes, and the toxins that are in there can have all kinds of, they can wreak all kinds of havoc in your body, right?
What will they think of next?
888, the master of understatement. Here he is. He's ready, willing, and able to help you at 888-553-7536. Coming up, some of the important medical news of the week. It's 15 before the hour. You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program. Take, by the way, a minute and check out Dr. Ken, either at drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. And this week, our newsletter. You've worked hard. This is an important way for you if you're looking for inside medical information to get it free. And the emphasis this week, Dr. Ken, in the Good Day Health newsletter is what?
Our most precious commodity, our children, all about the newest ideas, the newest facts, breakthroughs in the medical journals the past several months in this week's newsletter.
All right, so check it out. Sign up for it. Again, go to Dr. Ken. You go to DougSteffen.com, see Dr. Ken's picture as a contributor, co-host. Click on that, and you'll go to the newsletter. Sign up for it. It just says you want to sign up for the newsletter. Put your email address in. And every week, on the end of the week, you'll get this information. Helps all kinds of different problems out. It's good. It's cool. And so as we have one of the best doctors in the country at our disposal, why not get into some more of the information that's available that may help you? And it may stimulate you to ask further questions. You can do that here at 888-553-7536. Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health. Dr. Ken on the air at 14 before the hour.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I want to focus on the bricklayer. The bricklayer. Wonderful job, and there's a couple of different ways to look at it. Someone might go to a bricklayer and say, what do you do for a living? Well, I lay bricks, which is fine. And then you go to another person and say, what do you do? I lay bricks. And we might even ask them, what is their level of job satisfaction? We'll probably find that it's okay. But let's talk about the third person. What do you do for a living? I lay bricks that build chapels. What a difference. In life, we have to take a look not necessarily only at our tasks, not necessarily at our job descriptions, but what we do for the greater whole, for the greater vision. Because once we know we're part of it, once we know what we contribute, just like you're hearing this, you're beginning to feel more fulfilled. You're beginning to feel like you have more value because you do. Always build your foundation up. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
March is National Nutrition Month, and as such, General Mills is reminding people of the importance of whole grain. The dietary guidelines recommend choosing products with whole grain listed as the first ingredient, but it can be hard to know how to find whole grain in the grocery store. Here's Marilyn Werner, registered dietitian and senior nutrition scientist at the General Mills Bell Institute of Health and Nutrition.
While the front of the food package does provide nutritional cues, shoppers need to look at the ingredient list on the side of the box in order to get the real scoop on how much of each ingredient is actually in the product. You should make sure that the word whole is listed first and is followed by a grain, like oats. An easy place to find whole grain is in the cereal aisle. More than 50 cereals with the white check, including Cheerios, Lucky Charms, and Total, now have more whole grain than any other single ingredient with the same great taste. They also highlight the grams of whole grain per serving on the side of the box.
For more information on the benefits of whole grain, visit wholegrainnation.com.
Dr. Ken is up. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Waiting for your call. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Toll free from anywhere in America. We'll answer all your health care questions from head to toe. It won't embarrass you. Anything you'd like to ask a doctor? You've been to the doctor this week? I'm sure you left without your questions answered. 1-888-55-DRKN. What happened to the chiffons? There they are.
You don't have the luxury of you being a disc jockey. You got to get back to the calls and back to the focus of health and well-being. 888-553-7536. I got an email from a fellow named Cole, who asked that we discuss STDs. And apparently there's a website, stdcarriers.com, that allows people to anonymously post a person's name and a photo. This sounds like dangerous territory to me, because if somebody doesn't like you, they could put your picture up and claim that you've got a sexually transmitted disease. Right?
That is a little dicey there. I'm glad you brought up sexually transmitted diseases, because there is some important news this week from the CDC about this, and it's about chlamydia. And I'm amazed how many people don't know about this, but actually too few young sexually active women in America, Doug, are getting screened for chlamydia. And it's amazing. 38% of sexually active women ages 15 to 25 have been screened for chlamydia within the past year. And that's all. The CDC is recommending annual screening for all sexually active women ages 25 and under. It's the most commonly reported bacterial sexually transmitted disease in America, and young people are most affected. It can cause sterility, it can cause chronic pelvic pain, and it's really easy to get screened for. So once a year, my young women friends, please get screened.
Starting at what age?
Age 20.
Whenever you're sexually active, anybody sexually active should have this.
Exactly. Anyone sexually active under 25 and under should have it.
So 51 after the hour. Good day weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply, and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-around remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
To me,
is
it is the weekend celebrated for whatever the reason. Some people think this stuff, sort of thing, is silly. Others think it's cool. Whatever. Have a good time with it. Have a good time in your life. You'll live longer. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the air. We'll go through some of the medical news, what may affect you, what's going on in your life. More importantly, I had a friend whose wife, I'm guessing, is couple's in the late 70s. She had developed brain cancer and she died yesterday. Knew that was going to happen. This brain cancer, even the sound of it is horrible. What happens in the, and a cancer, how would you get, this is the thing that's so, we talked last week about cancer in the heart. How often do you hear that? How would a cancer get started in your brain?
Well, cancer can start anywhere. The cells, wherever they are, start dividing without control. The DNA.
Yeah, but what would make it do it in your brain? What is the chemistry up there that would allow that?
When we figure that out, you and I will go to Stockholm and get the Nobel Prize.
Medicine, okay.
You know, doctors give the usual combination of environmental and genetic issues. And
yeah.
You know, we really don't know what causes
it.
Certainly there are things you shouldn't do and, you know, lifestyles, you know, don't smoke, eat a healthy diet, maintain ideal body weight, get the stress out of your life and exercise. But aside from that, it's really hard to know what is the initial step which turns a normally dividing cell into a cancer cell.
So gosh. Free radical. That's a lot of people, though, man. Well, you do know that if you eat, have too much fat in your system, drink too much alcohol, those things are real harbingers of danger because perfect fat is a perfect place for these cells to change their state of being, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Vicki in Eugene, Oregon, KUGN. Hi, ma'am.
Hi there. Thank you for accepting my call. I have a question about congestive heart failure. Do I explain that to you, or can the doctor hear me?
Sure. What's the question? Hi, Vicki. Tell me the question.
Okay, the question is, a friend of mine who lives in southeast Indiana has had congestive heart failure for a number of years. Recently, he was told he had 30 days to move out of his apartment, and he overworked. Ended up in the hospital, and now he's on oxygen all the time. My question is, Are there any clinical trials anywhere in that part of the country that might be working on alleviating some of the problems with congestive heart failure?
Sure, Vicki. Congestive heart failure, it's when the heart doesn't pump adequately to meet the demands of the body to get oxygen, nutrients in the blood, and it just backs up. It creates edema, fluid all over the body. You get weak. You can't breathe. But there are plenty of treatments now. So much has been done in the last decade to help this. First of all, that he should be on
may
a number.
May I interject something, please?
Yes.
He lives in a very small town. People, so there is, I don't believe he would have to go to another area.
Right. He needs to get to a bigger town where there's some cardiologists, and this is a common problem. 5 million Americans have this, 500,000 die each year from it. It's a very common problem, but we've been treating heart failure, and there's about 5 medicines we use, different types, depending on the severity. And there's sometimes you need surgery. You need to replace a heart valve, bypass surgery. We now have these special defibrillators that we put in that can prevent abnormal rhythms. They can synchronize the lower parts of the heart so that they contract together. There are assist devices for the heart, and in the worst case, there's heart transplant. So there's plenty of things that can be done. Sometimes you're not a candidate for this, and we help you with end-of-life care, and hospice gets involved in the worst cases.
No, I don't, because he's in his early 80s, he would not qualify, I think, for a lot of treatment.
The first step is find a good cardiologist.
That is our problem. Where we find it and how we find one.
Don't you have good? What's in Eugene? Are you, you got? Isn't there some school?
Well, no. My friend lives.
Oh, he's in Indiana.
Southeast Indiana.
Does he have a good? The University of Indiana is a fantastic heart.
Bloomington. Yeah. There are a number of places down there.
Ask the internist for a referral. I'm sure they can help.
All right, Vicki, you're a good friend for calling all that way and interested in what's going on with your friend in Indiana. Cool. 888-553-7536. Lots more callers in the line. You can get there, too, for attention from Dr. Ken here on Good Day.